So what we're already seeing is that vehicles are identifying key changes in the scenery, in the road scenery, such as when we're changing speed zones, and also when we're coming close to schools. But they're also starting to recognize things like pedestrians when they're coming into view, and they're starting to be reactive about that. A lot of the vehicles now will actually start to brake if they're coming too close to an object in front of you. And so what we're starting to see is a lot of the key aspects of autonomous vehicles are already there in the high-end vehicles. And what's interesting, we're starting to see them actually translate and move down into the more low-end vehicles. When you're going to see a completely autonomous vehicle on the road, I don't think it's an issue of so much of technology, but more in terms of the social understanding of that. I think one of the real challenges will happen is what happens when the first autonomous vehicle kills the first person. What is the reaction of that going to be? How do people react to that? Who's choose to blame? Who's at fault? And I think that type of scenario is what's going to really hold up widespread adoption of autonomous vehicles rather than the technology itself. I mean, another interesting issue is going to be the whole issue of insurance. How do you insure against, for an autonomous vehicle? How does that work? And if there's an accident, and it's clear that you're not, it's not the autonomous vehicle's fault, but the other party would claim that if it's a real person, they could have avoided the accident. How does that play out? So I think all these social and legal issues are going to be the real testing ground of autonomous vehicles. If one were to discount that, I would say that within 10 years' time, a large proportion of vehicles will have most of the functionality of autonomous vehicles. I think you'll see that they'll come in by stealth, that you just find that vehicles will take over more and more of the functions as they are now. And you'll get to the place where I think you'll see a vehicle will identify how you drive through a particular area. And if you're following the same route day in and day out, it'll get to know that particular route a lot more, and it'll get more confidence, and therefore build up, and eventually come to the point that says, okay, I can now take over because I understand the route. So I can see that there are mechanisms in order to have semi-autonomous vehicles move more and more autonomously until we build up a social acceptance of what they're doing and how they behave.